be, I will be, I will be. Whatever spirit needs of me, I will be, I will be, I will be.
I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Also, I'll be reading from the Message to the Mother Church from 1900 and 1902, also miscellaneous writings from 1883 to 1896, hymn number 18, and Polkin and Press. Now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Many sleep who should keep themselves awake and waken the world. Earth's actors change earth's scenes, and the curtain of human life should be lifted on reality, on that which outweighs time, on duty done and life perfected, wherein joy is real and fadeless. Who of the world's lovers ever found her true? Is it wise to be willing to wait on God and to be wiser than serpents, to hate no man, to love one's enemies, and to square accounts with each passing hour? Then thy gain outlives the sun, for the sun shines but to show man the beauty of holiness and the wealth of love. Happiness consists in being and in doing good. Only what God gives and what we give ourselves and others through his tenure confers happiness. Conscious worth satisfies the hungry heart, and nothing else can. Consult thy everyday life. Take its answer as to thy aims, motives, fondest purposes, and this oracle of years will put to flight all care for the world's soft flattery or its frown. Patience and resignation are the pillars of peace that, like the sun beneath the horizon, cheer the heart susceptible of light with promised joy. The time for thinkers has come. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. The song of Christian Science is work, 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 watch, and pray. The close observer reports three types of human nature: the right thinker and worker, the idler, and the intermediate. The right thinker works. He gives little time to society, manners, or matters, and benefits society by his example and usefulness. He takes no time for amusement, ease, frivolity. He earns his money and gives it wisely to the world. The wicked idler earns little and is stingy. He has plenty of means, but he uses them evilly. Ask how he gets his money, and his satanic majesty is supposed to answer smilingly by cheating, lying, and crime, His dupes are his capital. His stock in trade, the wages of sin. Your idlers are my busiest workers. They will leave a lucrative business to work for me. Here we add, the doom of such workers will come, and it will be more sudden, severe, and lasting than the adversary can hope. The intermediate worker works at times. He says, it is my duty to take some time for myself. However, I believe in working when it is convenient. Well, all that is good. But what are the fruits of your labors? And he answers, I'm not so successful as I could wish, but I work hard enough to be so. Now what saith Christian Science? When a man is right, his thoughts are right, active, and they are fruitful. He loses self in love and cannot hear himself unless he loses the cord. The right thinker and worker does his best and does the thinking for the ages. No hand that feels not his help, no heart his comfort. He improves moments. To him, time is money, and he hoards this capital to distribute gain. If the right thinker and worker's servitude is duly valued, he is not thereby worshipped. One's idol is by no means his servant, but his master. And they who love a good work or good workers are themselves workers who appreciate a life and labor to awake the slumbering capability of man. And what the best thinker and worker has said and done, they are not far from saying and doing. As a rule, the Adam race are not apt to worship the pioneer of spiritual ideas, but oft-times to shun him as their tormentor. Only the good man loves the right thinker and worker and cannot worship him, for that would destroy this man's goodness. Success in life depends upon persistent effort, upon the improvement of moments more than any other one thing. A great amount of time is consumed in talking nothing, doing nothing, and indecision as to what one should do. If one would be successful in the future, let him make the most of the present. Three ways of wasting time, one of which is contemptible, are gossiping mischief, making lingering calls, and mere mention when at work, thinking of nothing or planning for some amusement, travel of limb more than mind. Rushing around smartly is no proof of accomplishing much. All successful individuals have become such by hard work, by improving moments before they pass into hours and hours that other people may occupy in the pursuit of pleasure. They spend no time in sheer idleness, in talking when they have nothing to say, in building air castles or floating off on the wings of sense, all of which drop human life into the ditch of nonsense and worse than waste its years. Let us then be up and doing, with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing. Learn to labor and to wait. Today people are surprised at the new and forward steps in religion, which indicate a renaissance greater than in the medieval period. But ought not this to be an agreeable surprise, insomuch as these are progressive signs of the times? It should seem rational that the only perfect religion is divine science, Christianity, as taught by our great master, that which leavens the beaten path of human doctrine and is the truth of God, of man, and the universe. The divine principle and rules of this Christianity being demonstrable, they are undeniable, and they must be found final, absolute, and eternal. The question as to religion is, does it demonstrate its doctrines? Do religionists believe that God is one and all? Then whatever is real must proceed from God, from mind, and in his reflection and science. Man and the universe coexist with God in science, and they reflect God and nothing else. In divine science, Divine love includes and reflects all that really is, all personality and individuality. St. Paul beautifully enunciates this fundamental fact of deity as the Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. This scientific statement of the origin, nature, and government of all things coincides with the first commandment of the Decalogue and leaves no opportunity for idolatry or aught besides God, good. Obedience is the offspring of love, and love is the principle of unity, the basis of all right thinking and acting. It fulfills the law. We see eye to eye and know as we are known, reciprocate kindness, and work wisely in proportion as we love. It is difficult for me to carry out a divine commission while participating in the movements or modus operandi of other folks, to point out every step to a student and then watch that each step be taken consumes time, and experiments oft times are costly. According to my calendar, God's time and mortals differ. The neophyte is inclined to be too fast or too slow. He works somewhat in the dark and sometimes out of season. He would replenish his lamp at the midnight hour and borrow oil of the more provident watcher. God is a fountain of light, and he illumines one's way when one is obedient. The disobedient make their moves before God makes his, or make them too late to follow him. Be sure that God directs your way, then hasten to follow under every circumstance. Be firm and be faithful. Desert not the right. The brave become bolder, the darker the night. Then up and be doing, though cowards may fail. Thy duty pursuing, dare all and prevail. The ultimate of scientific research and attainment in divine science is not an argument. It is not merely saying, but doing the word, demonstrating truth. Even as the fruits of watchfulness, prayer, struggles, tears, and triumphs, obeying the divine principle, which you profess to understand and love, demonstrates truth. Never absent from your post, never off guard, never ill-humored, never unready to work for God, is obedience, being faithful over a few things. If mind was first chronologically, it's first potentially, and must be first eternally, then give to mind the glory, honor, dominion, and power everlastingly due its holy name. In no other one thing seemed Jesus of Nazareth more divine than in his faith in the immortality of his words. He said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away, and they have not. The winds of time sweep clean the centuries, but they can never bear into oblivion his words. They still live, and tomorrow speak louder than today. They are today as the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight God's path, make way for health, holiness, universal harmony, and come up hither.' The grandeur of the word, the power of truth, is again casting out evils and healing the sick, and is whispered, 'This is science.' Christian scientists, their children and grandchildren, to the latest generations, inevitably love one another with that love wherewith Christ loveth us, a love unselfish, unambitious, impartial, universal, that loves only because it is love. Moreover, they love their enemies, even those that hate them. This we all must do to be Christian scientists in spirit and in truth. I long and live to see this love demonstrated. I am seeking and praying for it to inhabit my own heart and to be made manifest in my life. Who will unite with me in this pure purpose and faithfully struggle till it be accomplished? Let this be our Christian Endeavor Society, which Christ organizes and blesses. Whatsoever you do, do it all to the glory of God.